Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional is entitled, His Presence. In Psalm 139, verse 7, we read, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" Across the years, I have had the privilege of experiencing a variety of professions. One of the most memorable was working as a county juvenile probation officer. I had come into the position directly from serving as a city police officer, so I was well acquainted with the patrol officers who worked the night shift. I frequently rode with one of the officers as he made his rounds and would occasionally spot a juvenile who was part of my caseload. I would note the time, location, and who else was with him. Many times the probationer was on a court-ordered curfew, along with a list of individuals not to associate with. The next time that probationer reported in, I would ask if they were adhering to their curfew. The response was usually that they were. I would then ask about the day and time I had observed them. Their look of astonishment was priceless. I would then proceed to take the necessary action that was merited. It wasn't long before they felt like I was everywhere, and they had better keep on the straight and narrow. In today's scripture, we see that the Lord is everywhere, and He knows all of us. There are no timeouts when it comes to living for the Lord. He knows each and everything about us. That is not a bad thing, but is a constant reminder that He is always there when we call. Praise the Lord. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.